A boy sat huddled against the mountain. His head was bowed and his arms hugged it, shrugged himself down as small as possible, trying to disappear into the mountain surface. But the form didn't match. Stan slid the Colt into his holster and quietly rose up. He approached the wall, watching all the while. His moccasins made no sound in the grass. The child, and he certainly was, looked no older than 8 or 9. His shirt was torn, dirty, and hung on a frame far too skeletal for a child his age. Stan couldn't see if he wore pants, or if he did, what their condition was. He couldn't see if the boy had shoes or not. He edged to the trail, trusting that his moccasins would be silent, soundlessly heading to the boy. The child didn't move. He might be sleeping, but Stan thought he was just trying to hide by being quiet. The child was white, not an Indian. How had he gotten there? This was a long way from any cabin Stan knew about. There were no settlers or homesteaders hereabouts. Cautiously, Stan drew to within about 5 feet of the boy. He crouched down. He picked up a small stone and flipped it toward the boy. It landed near his bare feet. Stan could see they were bloody, probably from walking on the trail. It was rocky and the rocks were sharp. He could feel them through his own moccasins. There was no reaction. Stan picked up another one and flipped it, but this time it landed on the boy's arm. Stan saw the flinch. "I won't hurt you, boy. Look at me," Stan quietly said, as gently as possible. There was no reaction. Stan rose and went closer. He was next to the boy, crouched again, and quietly put his hand on the boy's skinny arm. The arm flinched, but otherwise the boy didn't move. Stan was reminded of an opossum that would hold still, playing dead to avoid being attacked. He smiled to himself. Then he reached over with both hands and lifted the boy into his arms. Well, that got a reaction. The boy suddenly flailed his arms and his legs. His eyes went wide and were frightened. Stan stood, brought the boy into a hug, and soothed him with his voice and arms, stilled the arms and legs, holding them close, then held him tightly. He felt the tension release, and the crying started.